Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. After our brief monologue, we're going to talk about issues today that I believe would be challenging, inspirational, insightful, and definitively challenging to our activity as Christians and as conservatives and patriots. Today we're going to be talking about asking the question, would our government lie to us? No, they would never do that, would they? Would our government lie to us? At one time back in history past, we could depend on what the government said, the government health agencies, the government health departments, what was said by most politicians. I know they were lying, many of them then, but we could depend on much of what was being said out of government entities and government agencies and what we call the government's communication with American citizens. We cannot depend on that at all today. We are in a position today that every form and facet, I believe, that's my opinion, you can differ, every form and facet of government, from local to state to national, will lie to us. It is a manipulative tool that the government's using to literally get the people corralled and put us in a position that you can overthrow America, destroy America, and build it back better, which is Joe Biden's mantra today, which is a Karl Marx mantra. It is the build back better. Have to tear down and destroy what we already have to build it back, so-called better. And better is simply the communist system that they're after today. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the truth book, the B-I-B-L-E. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that will set us free, not the half-truth and total lie from the government that will set us free. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And then he makes a declaratory statement. In John 17:17, Jesus says, thy word is truth. I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, to turn to the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the truth book, and let God's word speak to our hearts. One of the great needs in America today is to turn back to the Bible, turn back to God, turn back to the truth of the Word of God, and stop following and depending upon and relying on what government says for us. I'd rather depend on God than government any day of the week. And yet there are a lot of folks today that would challenge that statement and say, well, the government's telling us what to do. The government says the vaccination is safe. The government says that Dr. Fauci is telling the truth. And I could go on and on. We'll look at some of those things in the monologue in this broadcast today. But may I remind us, we need to turn to the truth. It is the truth book. John 17:17, when Jesus says, thy word is truth, it's pointing to the fact that it is the truth of the Word of God that stands. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And we see that today in every circle, governmental circles, legislative circles, political circles, and also in religious, quote, Christian circles today, where if you tell the truth about theology, tell the truth about a doctrinal fact of the Bible, folks get all, as I call it, bowed up in the back and bristled up and angry with you because you're telling them what the Bible says. There are many doctrines in the Bible that people just trot underfoot and think that somehow, some way they can ignore them and everything is okay because, after all, I'm a member of a local church. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of good people are going to die and go to a devil's hell. There needs to be a relationship to God through the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. And it's not a matter of denominational distinctives, not a matter of denominational directives. It's what the Scripture says. This is the reason former Senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, made a powerful statement that I think is so fundamentally right for us to look at even today. Senator Jim DeMint said, and I'm looking at a headline, DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. And I've read this many times on the air, but it bears being stated once again. In this article, former Senator Jim DeMint says, truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. End quote. Further, he states, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian church. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, and I quote, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the statement that I leave with you today in this portion of the monologue, is we need to stand for truth. We need to love the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and ladies and gentlemen, defend the truth, even to death. Now, let me just tuck this in. I believe the rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. I believe the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ, that is all of the believers, is imminent. It could happen at any moment. It could happen at any day. And it is going to be in the last days, according to the Scripture in the 2 Timothy text, perilous times shall come. It means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, destructive days. We're in those days. And I believe as the more we see people stand for truth, the more we see people standing for truth, the more difficult it's going to be for life and living in our nation and around the globe. I'm looking at an article that says a Canadian pastor refused to compromise his faith and ended up spending extra time in jail. A Manitoba pastor, Tobias Thiessen, was arrested last week for holding church services in violation of Canada's public health order, which effectively prohibits church congregations from meeting for worship. According to Fox News, Pastor Thiessen was offered a release on the condition that he would stop preaching at his church services. When he refused to compromise his faith in God, police continued to keep him behind bars. They had these conditions that I wasn't allowed to attend any church gathering, any place, and that was in contravention of the COVID-19, he said, and that would automatically prohibit me from going to church and or preaching. And I could not agree with that, this pastor says. As Thiessen spent time in prayer while in jail, he became convinced he had to stand up for his religious freedom by refusing any stipulation that would not allow him to preach or to go to church. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause in this article. This is a man, a pastor in Canada. If you want to know what America is going to be like in the next 24 months, look at what's happening today in Canada. If you want to know what America is going to look like in the next 5 years, look at what's happened in the United Kingdom and all of Europe. This article continues. The pastor calls what happened next miraculous. The conditions of his release changed, and the government said it would no longer forbid him to hold a regular church gathering and carry out his pastoral duties. This is just one of the number of incidents in which the Canadian government has acted to stop all church gatherings and preaching, including arresting pastors and blocking church parking entrances to prevent churches from opening in Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, that is standing for truth. That's taking a stand for what is right biblically for the child of God, for the Christian pastor, for the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Coos for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and a full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about professional lawn care equipment and homeowner lawn care equipment. And Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. You might say, where is that found? Find the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295 Beltway, and at the intersection there, you'll find a 165-foot flagpole, Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I make a statement that I believe would bear out in most cases, but eventually the truth will come out. Eventually the truth comes. You ever dealt with anybody that you think's a habitual liar, that they keep telling a lie and keep telling a lie? You can talk to that individual or those individuals long enough, and a liar will trip himself up. It is eventually the truth factor, that if a liar talks long enough, you will find him tripping himself up with the lie. I use the term they've tripped themselves up over their own tongue, because the loose lax lips will generally forget what they have said in the previous conversation. The Bible warns us, ladies and gentlemen, that no liars will be in heaven. Revelation 21:8. No liars will be in heaven. Now you say, well, preacher, I've told a lie in the times past. Let's talk about habitual liars. Those that cannot live without telling a lie. Those that can open their mouth and time their lips start moving, they're lying to you. Habitual liars. There'll be no liars in heaven. In fact, in Romans 3:4, it tells us that all men are liars and only God is truth. Only God is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason when Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. When Jesus makes a statement in John 17:17, thy word is truth. This is the reason I dwell on the fact that we need to stick to, stand on, and depend upon the word of God, which is the truth book. I think it's wonderful to know that we can depend on God and his word to find truth. But it is so sad, ladies and gentlemen, to live in a society today when Christianity and spirituality and truth is literally faltering and falling by the wayside. In fact, you'll find today in multitudes of pulpits and congregations across America where truth is not sought, truth is not found, and most preachers today want to be politically correct, and so they stand and give a little pablum from the pulpit. We'll not talk about the political elections. We'll not talk about the lies that's being told by the government. We'll not talk about the COVID-19 factor of the gain-of-function research that brought it about, with the Communist Party being behind it, along with, linked with, Emperor St. Anthony Fauci. And as a result of that, they'll simply skip over it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you refuse to tell the truth, if you refuse to stand on the truth, you're believing a lie, and you're continuing the continuum of lying. And we're finding that from our government today. Let me just give you a lengthy but yet brief list of some of the lies that we've been told in America, and we continue to believe them. St. Anthony Fauci lied to us when he said over and over again that this did not come from the Wuhan, China lab. Anthony Fauci continued to lie when he said that, the masks were needed. Continues to lie today over and over. I'm looking at an article that says Harvard and Stanford scientists show how Fauci fooled all of America. Let me just read you a blurb from this two-page article. The top White House coronavirus advisor under two presidents, Anthony Fauci, gave the wrong answers to a major epidemiological and public health questions posted by the COVID-19 pandemic, contends two experts in infectious disease outbreak. In a column, Drs. Martin Kulhoff of Harvard and Jay Bachelera of Stanford write that when the pandemic hit, America needed someone to turn to for advice. The media and the public turned to Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases and President Trump's top health advisor on the pandemic. However, Dr. Kulhoff writes, reality and scientific studies have now caught him, that is Dr. Fauci, in lying. Here are the key issues that Fauci was wrong, they contended. Natural immunity. By pushing vaccine mandates, Dr. Fauci ignores natural acquired immunity among the COVID recovered, of which there are more than 45 million in the United States. COVID recovered patients, 45 million in America. That brings about immediate herd immunity. but that's herd immunity or natural immunity. And Dr. Fauci continues to lie about that, minusculizing the fact that it is the best immunity that one could get. When you've had COVID, your immune system is 27 times stronger than those with the vaccine. 27 times. He also lied to us by talking about protecting the elderly. While anyone can get infected, there's more than a thousandfold difference in mortality rate between the old and the young. So Fauci lied about that. School closures, Fauci talked about, said schools are major transmission points of influenza, but not of COVID. And then he lied about that, saying that now schools had to remain closed across America for almost 2 years now, punctuated with a few days opening. He lied to us. School closures. Schools are major transmission points of influenza and not COVID, he said. And then he changes his mind. Masks for children. There's no solid scientific evidence that masks works. And then Dr. St. Anthony Fauci says that everybody needs to wear a mask. It continues today. This article continues with about three pages talking about the different ways that Dr. St. Anthony Fauci has lied to America. Ladies and gentlemen, the puppet President Biden continues to lie to America, continues to lie to us about the continuing the lies to the United States. He's a puppet. He talks about one thing, flip-flops, and does another simply because behind the scenes, the puppeteers are telling him what to say. You ever seen him giving a speech? He'll pull out of his jacket pocket, his vest pocket, pull out a card, and he says, well, they tell me to say this, et cetera, et cetera. On several occasions, he has touched on the fact that, you know, if I keep talking, who are the they? They're going to get after me. They're going to chasten me. They're going to say something about what I say. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, as a continual introduction to our major topics today that we'll talk about in just a moment. I'll introduce our guest that we're going to be talking with and having dialogue and discussion about some of these issues. We continue to be lied to. Our monologue today touched on the fact that we're dealing with liars. The question is asked today, and our issue, would our government lie to us? And the answer is absolutely unequivocally yes. The CDC continues to lie to all of America today. I've got a sheaf of articles. I'll touch on an article or two about that. COVID hospitalization spike in most vaxxed nation. The Republic of Ireland has vaccinated 91% of its population for COVID-19, highest rate in all of the European Union. But the nation now has the highest number of patients hospitalized for the disease since March. A year-long peer review study published this week in the prestigious British scientific journal, The Lancet, found people vaccinated against COVID-19 are likely to spread the Delta variant to contacts in their household as those who have not been vaccinated. In the United States, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky has acknowledged that COVID vaccines do not prevent the transmission of the virus. In fact, the real studies show, ladies and gentlemen, that those that are vaccinated are the ones that are the major spreaders of the China virus today across America and around the globe. This is the reason this article says in this statement. Here's another article. Harvard epidemiologist dismantled CDC's immunity study. Amid more than 100 studies showing the superiority of natural COVID-19 immunity over the vaccine-produced immunity, the Centers for Disease Control released the results this week of the study claiming to show the opposite. Dr. Martin Kulldorff, who has worked on vaccine epidemiology since joining the Harvard faculty nearly two decades ago, is among many epidemiologists who have quickly pointed out the CDC study is fatally flawed. In an article for the Brownstone Institute, he compared the CDC research with Israeli study that found people vaccinated for COVID-19 are 27 times more likely to have a symptomatic COVID infection than those previously infected by the virus. The Israeli study further found that the vaccinated were 9 times more likely to be hospitalized than those with the natural immunity. And this study in this article goes on. A total of 102 studies with the same conclusion has been compiled by Dr. Elias Alexander and several other prominent colleagues on the subject. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. We continue to be lied to today. The World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, which is not a physician at all, not a medical doctor, continues to lie to us. The Communist Network Socialist Democratic Party lied to us about the theft of the 2020 election. Today, We are lied to when we're told the only way to stop the spread of COVID-19 China virus has to do with closing churches and locking down businesses and shutting businesses out, just like Emperor Uzziah Newsom in California, destroying the economy in the state of California. Ladies and gentlemen, we could go on and on. I want us to understand that we've been lied to. That's the point that I want to make as the major introduction to this broadcast today. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, let me introduce you to our listeners today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our four sons, Greg Youngblood. It's always a joy of mine, personally, to have Greg to join me in the dialogue and discussion. He has, I'm bragging on our son now, he has a brilliant mind and a good recall of events and things that I believe are particularly important for society to understand today. So, Greg, I'm thankful to have you take time out of your busy schedule to join us. You've heard just a brief part of the monologue today. What are your thoughts and responses to the monologue thus far? And then we're going to jump in to dive into some of the more pertinent things that we need to talk about today.
Now that you've pumped me up, I'm gonna step in and let everybody down. It'll be all right. Yeah, I enjoy these conversations because it's very much like I'm talking to you at home at 10 o'clock
yes.
at night, and we're just having that chat. And it just happens that in this case, we've got however many eavesdroppers out there listening in on us. And that's great. When it comes to truth in the public arena today, surrounding everything from January 6th to the pandemic, endemic, COVID, Wuhan flu, bioterrorism that's taking place. It's probably expressed best. The lack of truth is probably expressed best by Billy Prempeh. A lot of folks out here, they know him. He's running for Congress up in New Jersey, where there's a governor's mansion on the line even today, as I'm sure the leftists are trying to steal that election. But Billy Prempeh says of the vaccination that we really ought to call an experimental therapy. And it's not just one, it's a group of, we got four options now. These experimental therapies that run under the guise of vaccinations or immunizations, they don't immunize anyone except for the companies that make them.
And those companies are also
making tens of billions of dollars on this farce that may turn out to be a great eugenics experiment. But Billy Prempeh, and I'd like for y'all to search for him today. He's a very interesting guy. He's a second-generation American. His dad immigrated here, family immigrated here, I guess, from Haiti. He's a technology guru. He develops websites and such as this. He's got dreadlocks way down his back, and he seems to be an all-American. He seems to be like this lieutenant governor that was just elected last night in Virginia. He is an American-loving immigrant, not one of those that's run across the border and violated all of our laws, okay? But this man expresses why there's hesitancy, they call it vaccine hesitancy, among black folks. You know, he expresses the fact, New York, I believe the number's 72% of black folks have not been vaccinated. And he goes
kudos,
through a history.
Kudos to all of them.
Yes. Well, he goes through a history of how many times our medical professionals, our FDA types, our CDC types, our NIH types have lied over and over and over. Now, folks, I'd encourage you to go look for that video. You probably don't want to look for it on Google because they'll probably hide it from you. Maybe 13 pages down. You may not be able to find it on YouTube because they like to erase everything that they don't consider vaccine supportive. You would not believe how many things along the line of truth. I love truth. I love the radio station name. I love truth. And today we have tech oligarchs hiding the truth from you. So we don't have just a conspiracy of the network of government bureaucrats, but we also have tech oligarchs that have joined the game in hiding the truth from you. If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. That should be of paramount concern to every believer today, is that the truth is being hidden. You know, over in Afghanistan today, now that the United States has precipitously pulled out and left the longest airfield in the world to a bunch of terrorists, now that we have given them $62 to $82 billion of top tier American military hardware, you know, they're going door to door. And if you have the technology in your hand, call a phone, and that phone has on it a Bible, they'll kill you. They'll kill you. So as far as I'm concerned, they fall in the same – your Taliban types. This is terrible. This is terrible, folks. Your Taliban types fall in the same category as your Google types, as your Twitter types, as your fascist book types. You know, they don't want you to have the truth. That should concern you. That should concern every single red-blooded American today.
Absolutely. In fact, Greg, one of the things before we get into some of the major topics of the nation today, I'm looking at an article here, and it talks about News with Views is the title of it. It's dated yesterday. The origin of COVID-19 began with gain-of-function research. Further in the article, Fox News and all the other major media outlets treat Dr. Fauci as some kind of demagogue, and they completely trust him when he repeatedly denied that NIH had any part to do with the funding of the gain-of-function and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Many people, this article says, have been led to believe that if they get vaccinated, they will be prevented from getting COVID-19. On October the 18th, the Associated Press reported that the latest Pennsylvania Department of Health statistics show from September the 5th to October the 4th, vaccinated people represent over 26% of the new infections and nearly 5,000 hospital admissions across the state. That's up from 6% and 5% of hospitalization between January and September. Similarly, according to the Health Impact News, Canadian Emergency Room says that they saw two patients in 2020 who tested positive for COVID and respiratory problems. Over an 18-month period of time, no one was admitted to the ICU with COVID symptoms. This is in Canada. The doctor said, since the vaccinations were introduced, everything totally changed. The hospital had an uptick in cardiovascular diseases, including heart attacks, heart failure, stroke, pericarditis, and peripheral vascular disease occurring in younger patients without related history. The doctor announced her resignation. She revealed that 80% of the patients she has been seeing in the ER were double vaxxed, and asked how many people are going to be killed if we keep following the same narrative in our hospitalization and COVID treatment, end quote. Greg, do you think that also applies in America with what the nation has been told, that if you get vaccinated, you'll be protected? Then, no, we've got to have a booster shot, and now it's a double vax, triple vax, and looks like for the future, according to Dr. Fauci and others with the CDC and the NIH, there'll be booster vaccinations every 90 days to protect one supposedly from the COVID. And will that work? Is that a lie? Should we believe it? Should people continue to line up to get a shot of some chemical in the arm that might destroy their bodies in the future? How should we respond to that?
Well, we should be given all the information. Today the information is being withheld. The CDC has made clear that they stopped tracking what they consider breakthrough cases among the vaccinated some time back. And they say that they don't consider it serious unless someone's actually on a vent or they pass away. But even then, they don't investigate to date, as far as I'm informed of. There's been a single autopsy of a single patient that died after having gotten the vax. However, there are over 17,000 reported deaths in the VAERS system. So they're not telling us the truth. They're withholding data. But we need data. We need information in order to make an informed decision. But let's back up for just 1 second, because as we go back to the beginning, the gain of function that you were mentioning, the gain of function research that was taking place at Duke University, the gain of function research that was taking place subsequently, after it was shut down at Duke, it popped up at Wuhan. That research is a violation of the Biological Weapons Convention of 1972. That should not be taking place. Gain of function, where they're trying to make something more virulent, more potent, more dangerous, that is a biological weapon. I mean, literally by definition, go look up the Biological Weapons Convention and kind of look at what's being said there. We need to realize that criminality is at the beginning of this, and it should be criminal that our agencies are not seeking the truth and sharing the truth today.
Absolutely. Greg, hold your thoughts for just a moment there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break for just 1 minute. Don't turn your dial. Hang in there. We'll be right back as we continue our conversation with Greg Youngblood today. We're looking forward to what God is going to say to us as we have this interview about truth. Is the government lying to us? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.